Welcome to the Maura Sweeney Podcast. Maura is an international speaker and the trademark ambassador of happiness with a passion for personal responsibility. She weaves insightful questions with personal stories to challenge your mindsets and empower your best and happiest self from the inside out. Here's Maura with today's podcast for you.
Are you a person of influence? Well, if you're on a path to living happy from the inside out, today's podcast is for you. Influence. You, whether you realize it or not, are a person of influence, and that's why today's podcast is important. Let me start, first of all, with the definition of influence. Influence is a power indirectly or intangibly affecting a person or persons or a course of events. Now think about this, a power that indirectly or intangibly affects others or events. I love the word intangible because we're very often programmed and familiar with the five senses and the tangible things, things we could touch, things we could look at, things that directly affect, let's say, our hearing. But the intangible power that we all carry is so incredibly powerful. And it can be used in great and positive ways in our own lives and also in terms of influencing the lives of others. I want to give you the first thing that came to mind in preparing for today's podcast. Several months ago, I was invited to address the student leadership within a Florida college, and I was speaking specifically about the power of influence and how we can be leaders wherever we are, even if we don't carry a title. So I happened to ask the students if they would just for a moment close their eyes and go back and think, who is the most influential person in my life? Now, normally, if you are living in 3D land, you'd probably want to think about who's in the news or who's in the movies or what name is a brand name that we all know. But I asked these people just to go back and to close their eyes and to relax. And once they had their answers, I let them wait a few minutes and I said to them, now, out of all of you who have tapped in to that person or those persons who were highly influential in your lives or most influential, how many of you among them have noticed that it was a person who was famous? And do you know not one student raised their hand? It was because the people who had the greatest effect on their lives and the course and direction of their lives in a positive way were people, perhaps quite common. It could have been parents, grandparents, aunts and uncles. It could have been an elementary school teacher. It could have been someone working at the library, someone driving a school bus. It could have also been someone else that they met somewhere on a whim. The important thing being that they weren't necessarily the very highly titled or known people of success. And that's the power of influence. When we can say or do or become or emanate from ourselves something that indirectly and at some level touches the soul, the sentimentalities, and even the higher aspirations of other people to move them to do something good, great, inspiring, that's the power of influence that we all have. And normally, we don't think of ourselves in those terms. We're so externally driven, we want to pay attention to others. So let me give you two examples of people who were influential in my life. The first that came to mind was a woman whose name I couldn't tell you, whose face I couldn't describe. All I could tell you is that I met her years ago when I was in elementary school on a family vacation in Puerto Rico. And we were staying at a nice hotel on the beach. And while there, each afternoon, I would sit on a ledge beside a woman who was a local, who would probably come by off the beach each and every day with her craft. And her craft happened to be taking huge palm fronds and with very nimble hands, turning those palm fronds into sun hats, and she had a variety of styles she made. And I was so fascinated by how quickly her hands would operate, how fast she could put together these hats, and how much she enjoyed what she did. But more than that, she also liked children. And as I was sitting there beside her, she was very happy. But there were other children that would drop by. And when she would see the kids, she would occasionally take out not a whole big palm, but individual, I guess you would call them fronds. I mean, I didn't grow up around palm trees to know what they are, but the individual lengths of palms. And she would, out of them, create or craft small chairs. They kind of looked like a Barbie doll could sit in the chairs. And she would whip them together so quickly, like magic. And she would laugh hysterically when the children would get presented with these as her gifts. And she loved what she did. She got such great joy out of it. And she loved entertaining the kids. From that experience as a very small child, that woman showed me that there's a value in enjoying one's work and getting great pleasure out of it. And also giving things away to others that you know you can do that make other people happy. Now, I'm sure she was not making a fortune doing what she did, but she was excellent at her craft. She did it with joy and she did it with professionalism. And that was an influential lesson I learned from a woman whose name and identity to this day I don't know. Here's another example that came early on in life. It was a woman by the name of Mrs. Canales. I met her for the very first time when I was all of 4 years old, when she came through the front door of our home and spoke no English, but I was told that she would be my piano teacher. Well, Mrs. Canales worked with me, and I wasn't the best piano player, for 10 years. And she was one of the most dignified and wonderful and patient and kind people and intelligent people I had ever known. She just had this air about her that spoke to me so much and represented to me so much about the very place she had come from. She had actually fled Cuba when Castro took over. Now, what I learned later on in life is that Mrs. Canales had come from a very affluent background, and she also, back in the early 1960s, held a PhD, something quite rare back in the day. Yet when she left Cuba, she left her money, she left her degree, and came pretty much with the clothes on her back. She was teaching piano lessons to children like me at $1 per class. Now, you'd have to do the math, but even for today's value of a dollar, she was essentially working at a fraction of the pace and the level that she would have been working or even living at during her time previously in Cuba. I learned from Mrs. Canales so much about her life, her music, the culture of Cuba, and she loved sharing it with me. And from my time with Mrs. Canales, I was able to discern and get a picture, a living picture, of what the Cuban culture and the Cuban people were, and also what the best of Cuba was. Now, do you suppose I ever had a chance to share this with Mrs. Canales? No, but she was such an influential person in my life. She also taught me, at some level, the value of knowing one's sense of dignity and worth, even when things like economic situations would change, and in her case, a PhD that she had probably worked years to attain had been separated from her, because she always walked like a perfectly dignified woman in and of herself. So those were some people in my life that really were influential. They weren't famous, and you probably have people like that in your own life. But more importantly, I share all this because I want you to become aware of the fact that wherever you go, and it could be something like the grocery store, it could be where you work, it could be when you're among your neighbors, it could be when you're at friends' houses and you are chatting with their children, their grandchildren, their neighbors, that you are a person of influence. I can't tell you how many people whose company I've been in who have shared with me the moment that they realized they were in the presence of a person who changed their perspective, who literally gave them an inkling, and I would say the presence of awareness that they could be better people, or that they could aspire higher, or that they could do better. You have that power as well. I hope today will give you something to think about, but I also have some more things to share with you. Among my books in the Art of Happiness series, I have one which is known as the book on influence. If you would like it for more stories and for more, I would say, food for thought for you, to let you know how powerful an influence you can be for good, not only in your own life, but also for those around you, why not write to me, maura@mauraforyou.com, and ask me for a free PDF of the book on influence. Moreover, I would love to hear any of your feedback. If you enjoy these podcasts, if you would subscribe, give us a rating, and also a testimonial so other people can check out what it is that we do here, and anyone who's aspiring higher in their own life and aspiring toward greater happiness from the inside out would know what kind of things they could get. I wish you your best, your happiest, and your most influential life from the inside out. Until the next time, this has been Maura with Maura for You.
For more insights on living happy from the inside out, subscribe to this podcast. To learn more about Maura, visit her mauraforyou.com website, where you'll find videos, blogs, books, and the Foundations of Happiness self-study e-course, Maura, number 4, letter U.com, where Maura is always for you.